So we're holding on the top of the payment base. Actually, the first word. Okay. The point of the more before was that we were discussing if the woman becomes a begaris before they give her the oinish for her znus, does the punishment change from skila to chenik? The more suggests that that should be true. It should be machlokes tanoim based on the question of a person did a chet, which chiyuv chatos, and then they became the melech, or they became the kohen gadol, and then they found out about it. So Rav Shimon says the loch is that they're potter, and the chomer says they're kayim. So the more suggests that they're arguing in this issue that between the chet and the punishment, as it were, there's a change in their being, and that should affect their status. Do we change? What do we do now? The Chacham say you don't change. So therefore, the case of she also gets skila over here. Someone says you do, and therefore over here it changes the chenek.
Over here changes the chenek according to
Rav Shimon. Would change the chenek. Morris says no. Amor, the Shemina letter of Shimon, the Ozel Af Basar Yediyah. Rav Shimon says that we take the Yediyah into consideration as also, because at the time of the Chet, the Chiyuv is a regular Korban Chatas, which is a Seira or a Kispa. At the time of the Yediyah, he's now the Nasi, so he's now the Melech, so his Chiyuv is a Sawyer. Well, you can't bring a Seira, because not what he's supposed to bring now, he's a Nasi. You can't bring a Sawyer, because the Chet was done when he was a Hedyot. So the combination of the two, he can't bring anything, so Shimon says Yipotter. But the Ozel Basa Yediyah, but the Ozel Basa Chatoa, Mishamatale. You're suggesting that over here in the case of the Begaris, since right now she's a Chiyav Chenek, if she'd be Mizana right now, she'd get a Chiyav Chenek. Even though when she did the Veira, it was a Chiyav Skila, she gives Chenek. He didn't say that. He says Potter. He says you look at both of them. You're left with we don't know what to do. But you don't say that you ignore the Shas Chet and look only at now at the Shas Yediyah. So if Im Kain, if that would be true, those of us Yediyah, those of us Chato Mishamatale Im Kain Laisi Korban Ki Dahashra Meshuach Parban Nasi Sawyer. If that would be true, what you're suggesting, Rav Shimon would say that you bring the Kayan Mashiach would bring a par, and the Nasi would bring a Sawyer. He doesn't say that, he says Potter. Okay.
I mean, even in the other case where the idea happened before the appointment, but then the. Well, I guess there's no din here. It's the chiyuv. I mean, if the person then becomes a, the melech or the kohen gadol, I mean, after the idea, I mean, also there, Shimon says that you go baser the chayin idea.
Right.
The fact that you've changed your goof is doesn't have bearing.
Well, okay, it's a fair question. By chatus, there are two zmanim of which generate the chiyuv. There's the chet, and there's the yediyah of the chet. By the case of Namarasa, if we're making any sushta, we're going to argue that there are two moments of creating the chiyuv. One is the chet. One is when Bezin makes the psak. So that's what we're comparing. So, what you were talking about, we have a case where they she did the chet as a nara, they gave the psak as a nara, and they didn't actually do it until she became a begeris. That would be the parallel case. But the case that we're discussing right now, we're saying that the moment of bezin creating the psak is similar to the moment of yediya. Okay. Zemur says. Okay. Zemur says, Ha'omerle, so the Zemur answers, Ha'omerle, Rabbi Yochan, Natana, Rabbi Yochan told Tana de Meshila when he quoted this braisa, which says, Chenik, he says, Tani, you should say in the braisa, Tido and Beskila. That the chiyuv is skila, and therefore it comes out that the first braisa says skila, and the second braisa also says skila, and the conversation. The Gemara says, but why? But my nara marasa marachmona v'habagerasi. So right now she's a begeris. So how can you give her as a begeris? How can you give her skila? Amar Rabbi Lo, Amar Kro, Hanara. It says, Hanara Shahoyisa Kvar. The main point is that she was a Nara. Now, Rashi says it could have said, So, it's telling me that the purpose of that is to tell me a nara, which she was a nara at the time of the chet. Now I'm not sure why I would have said that more the other way around. I don't know. Maybe hotziua would sound like just take her out, whoever she is right now. So I'm not sure why the drasha goes that way. And then Tosfos says this now will give us. From this drasha, now we have a general rule that we always look at the Shas Chet. In other words, it's not just, we don't say it's a successful halacha by Nara, we say this is a general rule how the Torah looks at it. We look at the Shas Chet and not at the Shas of the time of the Oynish. So he asked Rabbi Law, if we're saying that this is true, that Nara was Shahisa Kvar, so Ihaki Milka Nami Loki Umeya Sela Nami Lishalim. So the Brisa said that he was Mitzvah Lashemra, he's not Loika and he doesn't get Meya Sela. So if we're saying the main thing is the Naro which was, so why doesn't he get Malchus and why doesn't he get Meya Sela? So this is Rechinin asked Rabbi Law. So he said, Amar Rachmana Nitzlah Mehaidat, the merciful one should save us from such thought processes. Like, he didn't answer his question. He just thought, like, you've got to be out of your mind to ask such a question. The merciful one should save us from such things. He said, Arama Rachmana Nitzlah Mehaidat Didoch. He said, well, the merciful should save from your thought process. That's not an answer. Samora says, the time of my, so what was Rabbi Law's thought process? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, Rabbi Law, who said that your question is so horrible that please, Beshen should save us from such questions. So what was his answer? So he says, the Samur says, what's the answer? Zu Maisea Garmalo, Mizaki Masosav Garmalo. In the case where he was Moti Shemra, the story never took place. So he's making up a story about a woman who is a Bagaris, that once upon a time when she was an Ara, she did something wrong. But that's not the moment the Chiyah was, she's an Ara. He said, well, the Nara, the which was before, nothing happened then. We're just making up a story about a Nara. But he's talking about a Bagaris. Okay. Over here, we're talking about a case of a woman who was Mazana as a Nara, and that's when the moment of Chiyuv is. So we look at when she was, what she was, when it happened. See, hold on, that answer is so obvious that he's praying to Kadosh Baruch Hu to save us from such the question should not happen again. So more plays it out. Zuma sa garmala kishi he's annoy, Nara's annoy. It's what she did is what's mechayev the misa, and that happened when she was a nara. So as an, her chiyuv is based on what being a nara. V'zakim asvos of garmaloi. Him you're mechayev for the movement of his mouth, literally bending his lips, speaking. Amos Kamachayev, he shaita, begeris a voice. You mechayev him for coming and lying about this woman and bringing false witnesses, etc., about this woman who is a begeris. So the Torah did not give the Einish of Malchus or Mammon to a begeris, on a, being with the Shemar and a begeris. Okay. So, Rashi, top of the page. Amos Shemin Olay.
So what would happen if he did give the edus at the
when she's a nara?
Yeah,
and he's only found false later on. So the chara comes to the thought process of the Gemara in the Chanami. So in that case, he should get the chayav kanas and get malchus. Amar Shemina Lake, Klarmer. You're saying that over here that we're saying that based on when you're bringing the korban changes. That's not exactly what Rav Shimon said. Rav Shimon did not say in a case where they found out after the minui that they bring what is now, which is what we're discussing before, that you give chenik what based on what is now. Rosh Hashanah didn't say that. El Paterim Lagamri Kamri just said that they don't bring anything. He has a different issue. That there are two Mechayivim, and you need both Mechayivim in the same status. But that you say the Mechayiv is only one Mechayiv, and then but the what you do changes based on what the person is now, that he didn't say that. So we have a situation where the moment when he did the chait, he was a hedjit. The punishment is bring korban. The korban is kispor or a seira. Rishas yediyah mechavos soyer. But now, when it became known, which is part of the chiyuv, he's already the melech, and he's chayav a soyer. Ficha ein kan echad mikol korbanos shechavos haTorah. He can't bring either one of them.
Now, in terms of the Misa, Chenek versus Skila, do we look at that as two, you know, sort of like the Korbanos apples and oranges, or is one just like more chomer, the same, but just a little more chomer? Because if it's just a little more chomer, then it's the case is a little bit different.
From the context of the Gemara, the Pashas is saying we're looking at we can't until we clarify exactly what they're chayiv. You can't be mechayiv either of them. You can't say, well, you know, at least duchenik type of a sort. Either the chayiv is skila, the chayiv is chenik. You do find there is a concept that the lesser chayiv misa are included in the greater chayiv misa. Giving skila fulfills the chiyuv chenek, but on the other hand, you have no right to give them skila if they don't deserve skila, because that's more chomer. So, in the case of a person has two chiyuv emisa, the person did retzich and is mechal shabbos at the same time. So, he's chayiv sayif for the retzich and he's chayiv skila for chilul shabbos. So, we say the punishment of skila will cover both. because the more chomer includes the less chomer. But that wouldn't work over here because you can't say, well, let's just give him a skill. Why give her a skill? Why not? Because if she doesn't deserve a skill, you can't give her a skill. It's also to do that. The also bossy idea, the shina goof, but what you're suggesting over here is you look at the shina goof and you don't look at what it was at the time of the faith at all. He the Tony Shila Tina Mechanic, Mishamatle, Rishim didn't say that. Imkain the Haki Shamatale, if that was what Rishim would have said, Lysiki Hashti, he'd bring the Korban of a Sawyer. Samura says, you're right, Harmale Shinlihi, that's Samura's answer. Rechon told the Tana, the Tani Kamei, the Hana the Tani Shila, when, remember we discussed the Tana were people who were Amoroyim who had memorized Brises and would quote the Brises, and they were referred to as a Tana, not because they were Tanoim, because that they would be quoting Brises. Tiberchon told the Tana who quoted the Brises of Tani Shila that you should say Tina Meskila. So he said, but why? She's a Begaris. Now the answer is Hanara. Vitsiyu es Hanara. We'll see if it's Uha. So Darshan Hanara, she was a Nara. So he said, okay, so why isn't he, if that's true, why isn't he Chayiv a punishment of 100 Sloyim and Malchus? So Rabbi lost it back. One of the Soma Haidait. He withheld from him the reasoning. They should tell him about Bonus Aleb, something which he thought was like, so either you get it or not. So if you don't get it, like, just brush him, just like, stay away from me. Can refarish to come on? By her, it's totally in what she did. She did what she's an arrow. Over here, he didn't do anything. She didn't do anything. So the whole thing is a made up story about a person who was once upon a time an arrow. So that you can't look at the past because there's no past. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Narmer Rosh Hashanah Sechon Asal Pesah Beis Abiyah. So the Torah says that we take her to the Pesah Beis Abiyah and we do the mitzvah of skila there. And by the Pesah Beis Aviyah. In the Pesah Beis Av, she doesn't have a father, or he doesn't have a home. So then, Sekhlin saw Pesach Shar Hahi, Ha'ir Hahi, and take her to the Shar Ir. Okay. Of that city, where the judgment is decided. That's the city where she did the avera. It doesn't have a din of going to the shahr of the city, but then look, is the circle of Pesach Bezah. A similar type of halacha is said in the following. He's over to Zorro. We take him back to the city where he did the Veira, and we give him the skill of there by the shahr of the ear. So Pesach Bezah can be a different city, but we'll do it where the judgment took place.
Where what took place?
The judgment took place. So the Mormon Ohani Mili. So where do these halachas come from? The Tanur Rabbanan. It says by Avodah Zarah Shorecha. It says you take the person El Shorecha to the gates. Zeh Shar Shavod Bay. It's referring to the gate of the city where he did the Avera. So the Mora Ata Omer. The Brisa says Ata Omer Shar Shavod Bay. Maybe it's the city where the judgment took place. How do you know it means the city where we did the Veira, the two different cities? So Nemer sharech alamata, nemer sharech alamala. Thank you. So it says sharech. So it's the beginning of Parsha Shoftim. Ki yimasei kirbachah ba'achad sharecha asher b'shalom lekach nosin loch ish or isha which did the rab v'yelach v'yavad v'machir mishtachol lehem. So the first sharecha over here is referring to what happened in one of your gates in the city. That's the city Shabbat book. Then it says at the end of the Parsha, or they're further along in that piece, but say it says isha who. So it says this shah over here. So Rashi quotes this Gemara, right? That which shah is it referring to? Well, it says sharecha at the beginning of this parsha, and it says it's referring to the shah shavet. But so it says sharecha over here. We're going to assume it means the same shah shavet. Nemeshrech alamata is what we're discussing. Shrech alamala is where it took place. Mashrech omer lamala shar shabbat boy. Afshrech omer lamata shar shabbat boy. Davar acher. It says sharecha below shari of the kechavim. This is all referring to if the city is a city of Jews, but if the majority of the city is non-Jews. There's no dinner being mighty to the shah. Versus, Hai Sharecha, Hafikte, how can you make two drushes? You already used it to tell me shah, shavit, but suppose normally we understand the law is you go to Bezin, and Bezin executes the judgment. At Bezin said, no, over here the halacha, you take it back to the so it's ready, tell me that other halacha. Mer says, no, you can't lay me across shar. My sharecha, it's the sharechas of the possessive of your shar, that's not necessary for this. You take it out to the shar of the city. We'll understand what city, because we have shar, the Talmud referring to the city where the vera took place. My sharecha, it's stressing the possessive your shar. Shami no tarti. Okay, Ashkelon of Zichovim. So that tells me by Vadazora that it's the shar of it boy, and Dafka of the city is a Jewish city. Narmarosa minola. We're saying that by Narmarosa. In a case where it's not Pesach Beis Aviyah, that's a very shaposik. It's the shar which she did the Aveira, and if it's a not Jewish city, then it's by the shar of the Bez. How do you know that, Manola? Okay, Omer Revo, Gomer Pesach mi Pesach, or Pesach mi shar, b'shar mi sharecha. So. It says by the Nar Marosa, it says Pesa Besavia. So it says Pesa. It doesn't say Shar by Nar Marosa. We find somewhere else in the Torah where Pesa and Shar go together. So once we know the Pesa and Shar go together over there, we can then learn from the Shar, which it says by Vodazora, to the Pesach, it says by Narmarosa, that it's similar. Where do you see Pesach and Shar go together? It says by the Mishkan, it says Pesach Shar Hechotzer. So Pesach and Shar go together over there. Zok Rashi. A Pesach Beis Aviyah. Yibo Eidim Mishinisays. So we said before already that this halacha is if she's already been taken to the husband's home. So then you take her back, which is basically Mia. So then your circle is up past the base of Mia. If she, the aid only came when she's still a base of Via, then your circle is up past the Sharir. So this case I was referring to, that the Adam came after she was already in Nisei, since she already is in the base Bala, the husband, then the Adam came. A Sharir Shabbat brought, but feel needs a Mirakharis. We take him back to the city where he did the Veyrin, even though the Bezdin was a different city. And you kill him in the city we did the Veyrin. So how do you know that? It says Sharechel Malik. He must say Mekirbachah Bechad Sharechel. That's referring to the Shar in the city where the Beira took place. So it means that. So the Mora says, that's nice, but it's Zora. Sharecha, it says your shar, but it's a chavim siv. It says isha who as isha he asher asu to the sharecha, to your shar. So if it's a city of goyim, doesn't have this halacha. How do you know by namarasu? Gemar pesach mi pesach, pesach mi shar. So Rashi says, introduces it with saying a smachta drabbanim ba'alma. When it says by Mishkan, it says the word Pesach, and it includes the concept of idea of the word Shar. So here, even though it only says the word Pesach, it's as if it introduced the concept of Shar over here as well. But we learn shar. So Rashi says to have a bona fide din of a gzeirah shavah, it doesn't have. The main pshat is we have a halacha Moshe Sinai, and we have an asmachta that the chomer is saying that we find that's how the Torah would look at it. Okay. Okay, turn about a new step and new point. How much is Shemra like Menosin Meyasel? So the Kabbalah says the person is much Shemra on the woman, so he has to pay a kanas of 100 Sloyim and he gets Malchus. Tanakama. Rehuda Omer. Lilkos loikim and kamalkim. Yes, he gets malchus. However, the meyasela boal noisei loy boal in a noisei. So the Torah says it in a case where he took the woman, he did the suin, and he comes to Bezin and he makes this false claim, and then he's proven that it's false. But it's only in the context of that he's already taken his wife and had beer with her. And Tanakama does not make the debt difference. So the more commiflegi be plugged in the Ezra ben Yaakov Rabbana. This machloikis is totally machloikis of Lezman Yaakov and Rabbana, which we're going to see soon. That the parsha was only said if there was beer. So the Tanakhama goes like this: Hamati Shemra is like a benosin meyasela bein ball bein shloy ball utrabana. Yehuda Amar Lukas Loikim Mikomakim Meyasela Boil Noisim Leboil Noisim Krib Leizim Ben Yaakov. Okay, so that's the one way to understand. Ikud Amri Kuler Krib Leizim Ben Yaakov. The second version is to say like this. The Tanakhama also is going like Krib Leizim Ben Yaakov. Halakomer, Hamati Shemra is like a Benoisin Mayasela Vu Shaboa. Tanakama also means that there was only if there was Bia, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So what's Rabbi Yehuda arguing? Rabbi Yehuda Sabar Omer Lilkus Loikim Mikomakim. Rabbi Yehuda says that in regards to the Kanas, I agree with you, it's only if it's Boa. But in regards to Malkus, I disagree with you. And say the Malkus does not depend on that. Okay. And the question is going to be, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said his halacha in regards to the parasha is written only in a context of the Rizbiya. So if the Chi of Malkus is a special gezeiras hakosuv for the parasha is written in a context of the Rizbiya. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is Lav Shem Amai says Loikin Olav. So we don't need a special gezeiras hakosuv to tell me that he gets Malkus. He's over the Yisur of L'shel Abracha Ba'amecha Sel Lashon Hara. So Yehuda says, no problem, you get Malkus. Lav Shem Amai, so you get Malkus for it. So we give him Malkus based on that. So that's even if he wasn't Boel. Fine. Zot the Gemara of the summer of Yehuda. Lilkus loikim become malkim. The time of Yehuda Amar Boel loikim, loy Boel and a loikim. So this price, it's not clear. But I'm sorry. In this price, it is clear. This price it says the context is Lilkos Loki Mikomoka. But the other price it says Loibal and a Loika. So my answer is Amar Nachum Rayitzach Loika Makas Mardis Mirabana. That the price, which is saying that he doesn't get Malk Loibal and a Loika, that some of the Din Malkus the Rice. But Malkus the Chomim can choose to give him a punishment to Malkus if they see so decide, and that's what this price is referring to. Repop Amar my Baal Loika the Ketani Hossa, when the Brisa says Baal Loika, it gets punished, it doesn't mean Malkus. I mean, the Brisa is saying Loi Baal and a Loika, if there's no Bia, there's no punishment, it doesn't mean Malkus. The Malkus is become welcome, like our Brisa says. That Brisa is referring to a moment. The Karle, the moment Malkus, do you refer to money as with the word Malkus, meaning it means punishment, that you've been hurt by it, having to make the payments? In yes, like it says, "Oimer chatzi erke alai, listen chatzi erke." So he says, "I want to pay half of an erich." So if a person says he's paying domim, which is an evaluation, he could say, I'm going to buy myself half of my money. Right? The Torah says the Parsha of Erech. Parsha of Erech is, the Torah says, this is that you have to give a certain amount. So he says he only wants to give half of that. So the Tanakhama says, listen, Chatzi Erech, so that's he's Mekhaim himself. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Amar Loika, listen, Erech Sholem. So he gets affected by this, and he has to pay the full amount. Loika, why is it Malkus? So my, what do you do wrong? Amar Papa means Loika Berach Shalom, means forced to pay the full Erech. My time. So why is that, that he pays the full amount? So Lashon Loike means, like you said, doesn't really deserve it. We're going to like sort of, you know, punish him. So what is it? What is he? Why does he pay the full amount over here? Is there a chatzi erika or to erich chetzyoy? Erich chetzyoy, I believe, Eberish and Shem Atzliyabot. The more comes out in that there is if a person will come along and say, "I'm giving the Mechayim himself to give the erich of his head." Not his whole body, just the erech of his head. So we'll say, well, listen, you know, but the relationship of the head to the body, the head's worth half, the body's worth half, right? Or the erech of his heart, the erech of his liver, right? He says that he picks part of his body. So the lacha is, if it's any part of the body which the person cannot live without it, he says the erech of a finger, a person can live without a finger. He says the erech of his head, it's very hard for a person to live without his head. So he pays the full erech, more than that from a pasuk. So the person says erech, he wants to give the erech of half of myself. Well, the person can't live with only half of his body. So that's the same thing as saying the erech of his head or erech of his heart. So he's mukhid to give a full erech. So erech, the of half of him, he has to give a full erech. Chatzi erech or mikra, then really should say no, he's paying half of an erech. But if you're going to pay half of an erech by case of chatzi erech, he'll end up paying half of an erech, which is erech chetzio, and that's wrong. Therefore, they made a gzera, then he has to pay the full amount. But you see, the uses of the word loika means moment. So we're also the word loika means moment. Okay, let's hold it here.